Our Lord, throughout these 40 days, you prayed and kept the fast. Inspire repentance for our sins and free us from our past. Good morning. I'm Art Benson, your announcer, seated just off the chancel of St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew, New York, on this third Sunday in Lent. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you'll feel as if you are here in person with us. This morning and throughout the remaining Sundays in Lent, we will be following a special service and sermon series entitled Thy Will Be Done, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, In the Cross of Christ Thy Glory, hymn number 101 in Lutheran worship.
Forsake me.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's the third Sunday in Lent now, and we're continuing on with the worship series that we started a few weeks ago. This morning, I want to say a special word of thanks to Jamie Bloom. Jamie Bloom is my partner. She's going to be helping me out with the dialogue in just a little while. The theme for this morning is Thy Will Be Done, as it has been, but Thy Will Be Done and my identity. So that's where we're going. We'll continue with the invocation and the opening litany. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the time was fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. We thank our Heavenly Father for our Lord's humanity. We thank our Heavenly Father for the human family of which Jesus was a part. Like Mary, mother of our Lord, may we, the servants of the Lord in this time and place, also be humble, gentle, and firm in faith. May our spirits so rejoice in our God that our souls too magnify the Lord. When events and circumstances seem to be overwhelming and beyond our control or understanding, may our prayers also include this petition, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Amen. You have given us a new identity in your Son, our Savior Jesus, who has made us your own and empowers us for servanthood. And yet sometimes we can make it more about us than serving, gentleness, and togetherness. And so we confess, we seek your compassion and forgiveness because sometimes we don't bear Christ in our lives through our thoughts, our words, and actions. Sometimes we fail to carry him forward into the world, into our homes, and even our churches. Though you have called us to be your people, we have lived as if we only needed to answer to ourselves. Send us your Spirit to help us live as your holy people.
The Lamb, the Lamb, O Father, where's the sacrifice made sees? He leaves. God will provide the Lamb of Christ. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning. The Lamb, one perfect final offering. The Lamb, let her join have his praise to sing. Worthy is the Lamb, whose death makes me his own. The Lamb. So still his will on our behalf the law to fill. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. He sighs, he dies. He takes my sin and wretchedness. He lives, forgives. He gives me his own righteousness. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has heard our plea. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our inadequacies and limitations. He's offered up his only Son as a sacrifice for our sins and iniquities. I, by virtue of my office and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, make our faith a little more like Mary's. Help us and ready us to do your will. We want to see our lives through the lens of your eternal kingdom. We want to trust your promise and your leading. We want to bear you in our lives through service in the church, the world, and our homes. Give us courage, we pray, to be your servants and to model your love, humility, faithfulness, and gentleness. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
First reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the Lenten litany found in the bulletin.
Jesus carried our sins in his body to the cross. His hands and feet were pierced with nails, and his side was pierced by a soldier's spear. Our sins are washed away in the blood that flowed from his wounds.
Glory be to Jesus, who in bitter pains poured for me the lifeblood from his sacred veins.
We often turn from God's will and ways to follow our selfish desires. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to live in love and service toward others. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Lord Jesus, you were pierced and wounded for us. Your blood cleanses us from all sin.
Precious steam, which from endless torment did the world redeem.
The second reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke, the first chapter, verses 26 through 38.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6 months. For no one from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Please have a seat. Let's continue with the sermon.
Our lector this morning was Sue Bloom. Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "Oh, That the Lord Would Guide My Ways," hymn number 392 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways, to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will. Order my footsteps by your word, and make my heart sincere.
Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon dialogue this morning is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 26 through 38. That's the same Gospel reading that Sue read for us a few moments ago. So we've been journeying this Lent. We've been looking at these different characters from the Bible. The first week it was Isaac, and we talked about how God provides. And then the second time around was Noah, and then we talked about Nathan. All of these were individuals that God went to work through, despite even maybe some of their resistance. Here God went to work through them, and he was pointing people to his power, to his plan. Particularly, he was pointing people to the work he would do in Jesus. Well, today we're going to meet somebody else, and this is someone very familiar to us, and
Her name is Mary, and so I don't think I need to introduce her. So let's just have Mary come right out. Mary, it's good to have you with us. And as I was just telling folks that over these last few weeks, we've been thinking about all these different people that God has used to carry forward in ministry. And well, as I think about you and I think about your story, well, your story is really a remarkable one. Your story is a crucial part of God's plan.
Well, thank you very much. It is truly humbling to be here. It sounds like you guys have been having a great Lenten journey. You know, God has been at work in every generation, and there is a lot we can learn as He has worked through His people.
And I think it's safe to say that you're included.
Again, thank you for that. In God's power, I have been given the gift of faith, and thank God He has given me faith, because let me tell you, I really needed it for the work He moved me into.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I suppose, thanks be to God for the faith that He gives to every single one of us, right? I mean, faith is what enables you and me to believe. Faith is what enables you and me to trust. Faith is that very thing that helps us to see, as it links us up to God's vision and God's plan. And I guess, well, no, I don't guess, I'm pretty certain, without that faith, without this vision that God gives to us for ministry in His name, I suppose none of us would really be of much help at all. We'd probably be pretty resistant, pretty hesitant to where He's leading us. We might even be diligently striving to have things happen our way, according to our plan, and how we've kind of identified ourselves in the big picture.
Yeah, you can say that. I thought my work, my role and identity was pretty clear. I was going to be a wife, and down the road, I saw myself as a mom. But I must tell you, I didn't expect to hear what I heard when the angel Gabriel came to me, bearing news, if you catch my drift.
Oh, yeah. You were going to be a mom, that's for sure. You were going to bear a child. But I must say, well, from an outsider looking in, it seemed more scandalous than it did faith-driven, really.
Yep, and that's exactly how Jeremiah Springer and Oprah Winfrey saw it. They were calling me constantly for interviews. It drove Joseph nuts. Things were difficult enough, but Joseph stuck by me, and we got through. There's that faith thing again. But anyway, how they persisted. They wanted the inside scoop.
Wow, so you didn't give in to Jeremiah Springer and Oprah Winfrey, but maybe you'll give this morning. So what is the inside scoop?
So really, it's the truth. There is no inside scoop. It was just as it was. No scandal. Things happened just as God planned. Strange to us, but His plan is always best. As a matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah told it long ago, actually, when he said, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," which means God with us.
God with us. In the flesh. And that's just it, isn't it? God was using you to bear the Christ into the world.
You got it. But it wasn't easy, believe me. The circumstances surrounding His birth were tough enough, but God was at work. And when He got older, things really got tough. The way people treated Him, it was really trying for me as a mother.
And things really did get tough, didn't they? I mean, Jesus was ridiculed. He was mocked. He was denied. He was doubted. And of course, as you well know, He would be led right to the cross to suffer and die. And there's no denying that God's
work was happening and that God's plan of salvation was rolling out for the sake of the world, but still it had to be tough on you as a mom.
It was. Those were the hardest moments. I was there. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then when Jesus told John and I, "Mother, take thy son. Son, take thy mother," my heart sank. I knew the moment was coming. How I clung to faith, though. How I trusted in my heart that God was at work, just as he had always been. He went to work through using me to be the Christ bearer. And there in those moments, as my son was dying, his love was at work, securing and winning forgiveness and the gift of life for all people.
And that's just what he did, didn't he? He won forgiveness in life for you and for me and for all people. And it's this Jesus who's made us his own. What remarkable good news that is. And you, Mary, you played such an important role in God's salvation story.
Thank you for that. But like I said at the start, I'm a simple woman, a wife and a mom. And in this regard, I was simply a servant of the Lord. God was using me to do great things, to point people to love come down, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Mary was a simple woman. I listened to you. Mary was a simple woman. And yet an extraordinary woman of faith. It was Mary who bore the Christ child into this world. And it would be Mary who would bear witness to this Jesus in her life and her humble service. And as I thought about Mary and the remarkable things that God was able to do through her, I couldn't help but to think of us and how God is calling you and me to do the very same. How God's calling you and me to be the Christ bearers in this world right here, right now. Despite the opposition, despite the priority changes that we see in our society, right? God's using us to bear Christ in the world, to be His ambassadors, to share His word, to share His promises, to share this unchangeable truth. An unchangeable truth that's meant to transform lives. Now, you can call me biased if you want, but I don't think that there is any greater message than this. I don't think there is any more important message than this one that we need to bear in our world today. The good news of Christ Jesus and what His life means. Do you disagree? We need it. And God is empowering us just as He did Mary to be the bearers of Christ in this world. And you see, friends, as you and I bear Christ into the world, we too then, just as Mary, bear witness to His love through our very own lives, right? You and I are transformed. Remember the old hair commercials? Right? Remember them? Not only am I the president, but I'm also the client. That's us. We've been transformed. And as we've been transformed by this good news of the gospel, as we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ ourselves, we've been named as God's children. And we share Him then to our humble service, just as He shared with us.
You see, I think that's it. That's our call. To be humble. To be humble, Christ-centered servants in the world. Now, being real with each other, though, that's the hard part, isn't it? That whole humble thing. That whole servant thing. How sometimes we can make our call to service more about us than carrying forward His mission and His ministry. We can make it more about us and our ways than humbly serving together as His hands and His heart. See, this morning, as we think about Mary, through faith, Mary didn't make it about her. For her, it came down to bearing Christ. For her, it was about Christ being known through her. Let it be to me according to your word, she prayed. I think there's something in that for you and me. Lord, let it be to me according to your word, according to your will. Let it be less about me and more about you. Let it be less about us and our ways and more about togetherness, carrying your vision and your model for love forward. Help us, we pray. Help us to be a people who bear Christ in all we say and in all we do. Help us, simple yet extraordinary people of faith, help us to bear witness to your love through our love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the people of St. John's to the glory of God.
I invite you to please stand. Let's continue with the offering prayer. Heavenly Father, you have given us life. What can we give in return for our lives? We return them back to you. Accept these tokens. Accept our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please continue to say prayers for John Marone. John had his surgery this past week. He's home recovering and doing very well, but please pray for him. Say a special word of prayer for the Stever and Will families as they mourn the death of Thelma Bleasy. Did I say that right? Blazy, sorry. But this was a dear friend to their family, but also a second mom. So please keep them, particularly Lois and Grace, in your prayers as they mourn the death of Thelma, but rejoice in the new life that she has. And also, if you would, say a prayer for Jim Kless and his cousins. Jim called me this morning to inform me that Marge has passed away. That was his cousin's mother-in-law, I believe. So again, please keep the Kless family and his cousins in your prayers as well. Let's pray. Like Mary before us, we are humbled that you have chosen us to be a part of your family. Help us to be grateful to you and to honor you in all we do in thanksgiving for everything you've called us to be through your power and your strength. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. When tasks are daunting and we may not know if we can live up to the name Christian, help us to remember that you have made us who we are for a reason, and your purpose will come to pass through your divine will. May we never lose sight of your vision for our lives, and may we always trust that you will give us the abilities we need to carry out your plans. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for mothers and fathers and all of those that you've placed into our lives who cared for us in childhood and beyond. May we never forget the sacrifices that were made for us and the insight that was shared with us to help us live more fully to our potential. Help mothers and fathers and all others caring for children in our midst right here today, help them to turn to you for wisdom and guidance in living out their vocation. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. Bless those who, like Mary, at the foot of the cross, mourn the loss of a loved one. Give them hope and confidence in your promises that all who die in the Lord are raised to life anew with you in heaven by your cross and your empty tomb. We pray especially today for Lois and for Grace. We pray for Jim and his cousins and anybody else that may be mourning. Surround them too with family and friends to care for them in their time of sorrow as John did for Mary. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. Strengthen the bonds of families. Help them to grow, to know and understand each other more and more. Encourage them to support and uplift one another through thick and thin, loving one another unconditionally. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. When we have wandered from your way and lost a sense of who we are, search and seek us out and call us back to you. May we find our worth and our place and our motivation for living in your warm and protective embrace. Fill us with a desire to stay near to you in word and devotion and prayer. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. Care for, we pray, those in our family of faith who are sick and hurting, in the hospital, at home, with ailments of body, mind, and spirit. Especially we pray today for John as he continues to recover. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Grant to them peace and comfort and recovery of energy according to your will. And raise them up to continue the work that you have created them to do for the expansion of your kingdom. O Word made flesh, let us live to serve you, Lord. All these petitions we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who did the will of God and who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for you bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal and faith and life and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share a word of peace with those around us.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding, and a peace that is eternal. Pass his peace on to someone else today.
You may be seated.
As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is Christ, the Life of All the Living, hymn number 94 in Lutheran Worship.
Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Thank you. given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
As the people continue to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, the people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship service this morning. St. John's Lutheran Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is also handicapped accessible. If you'd like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Christians, Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you'd like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address again is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. And I'm your announcer, Art Benson, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
I invite you to please stand for the post-communion prayer. We pray, merciful God, accompany us on our journey throughout these 40 days. Renew us in the gift of baptism, that repentant and forgiven, we might live new lives, trusting in your presence and your promises, finding our only treasure in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to see all of you. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. Very, very special word of welcome to guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. I'm going to put them on the spot, but that's you can be mad at me. We got Terry and Tom who are here with us this morning. I'm going to have the joy of marrying them in June 2nd this year. So it's good to have you. Who do you have with you now? Lauren? Good to have you guys. Thanks for... I put you on the spot, so I apologize, but I don't, because I'm happy you're here, all of you. So thank you so much for being here this morning and worship, and thanks for the opportunity you're giving me to share with you in your special day in just a few months. Yeah, it's going to be here. Yeah. All right. I do have a couple quick announcements for you before you head off. The spring plant sale, doesn't that sound really nice? Spring plant sale. Yeah, we got order forms for that. They're out in the fellowship area, so if you're interested in placing an order for that this year, make sure you grab one of those order forms. The deadline for that is going to be March 23rd, right? March 23rd is the deadline. As Lois has to have the order to them by April 1st. So again, those order forms are out on the table. Make sure you grab one before you go. All the proceeds that are raised from the plant sale this year, I didn't look at the form, but it's going to the youth group this year, right? Yep. As you have observed, I'm sure the youth group has just really kind of taken off here, and it's a real blessing, and there's a lot of activities and things like that they're planning on down the road. I believe they're looking at going to a national youth convention. She's crossing her fingers. It's big bucks to do that, but it's put on by our synod every 3 years, and the kids have the opportunity to go to a different part of the country and experience. It's huge. You were there, Dana, right? Years ago. How many kids would you say were you there too, Jen? Yeah. How many kids? I mean, it's huge, right?
Yeah,
so Washington, okay. So it's like, I mean, I think it's safe to say it's a life-changing experience, and I think it's something that our kids would certainly benefit from a Christ-centered opportunity like that. So again, that's down the road, but to kind of help get that going, any proceeds from the plant sale will go to the youth to help them out with their ministry and their mission. So again, please do support that. We're obviously well into Lent now, and Easter will be upon us before you know it. So in that same spirit, there's an order form for Easter flowers for the chancel. So if you want to place an order for those, please mark down what plant you want and how many you want, and then we'll make sure that order gets put in for Easter. By all means, please, you can feel free to stay away from the hyacinths. All right. They smell great. They really do. But when you have 100 of them up there for 3 services, by the time we're done, our head is just going, it screams. Oh, my gosh. They are. They're beautiful. I love that initial smell when you come in. It's great. But Brad and I came to the executive decision last night that, yeah, I'm just kidding, but I'm not. I know. But anyway, that's out on the bulletin board. So place your order for whatever you want. Of course, we've been highlighting over the last couple of weeks a ministry opportunity that we really like to see that we would like to see successful here, and that's Bob Chapman presented it to the Board of Elders, and it's an opportunity for us to kind of reflect on our own faith very personally, and then share our faith story. And all of us have a story. All of us have had those experiences where faith really, really made the huge difference for us as we journey through life. Please take some time and ponder those things. And if you feel comfortable, jot them down and then get them to me. And what we'd like to do is compile a booklet come Pentecost of the different stories and how the Spirit has worked in your life, how God has touched you, and how God has used your faith as a strengthening. So get those to me as soon as you can. And again, we really do pray that would be successful. So the more people that are involved in it, the better it is. We're hosting our midweek Lent rotation. I did mention this last week. We're hosting the midweek Lent rotation. That's going to be on March 14th?
Yeah, March 14th, it's here. We start out with a soup and sandwich at 6 o'clock, and then the hymn sing at 7:15, worship at 7:30. So if you can, we're hosting. So if you can be here that day, that would be fantastic. Just to show, you know, our participation would be wonderful. So that, again, that's the 14th. The only other thing I guess I need to highlight is the upcoming mystery. Oh, postponed until April. Okay. Okay, so there's a movie coming up for Young Hearts, but anybody who signed up for the mystery dinner, that's been postponed. They're going to do that in April. It just kind of works better for schedules. So, okay, so, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm glad you said something. So, okay. Oh, First Communion. Yeah. Anybody, you should have received, for those of you who are in fifth grade, you should have received a letter in the mail this week indicating First Communion. That's coming up at the end of this month, Palm Sunday. So if you're interested in participating in that, make sure you let me know. Okay? Ross?
I just want to remind everybody to spring forward next season so they're
not You know, though, I mean, how many people really have your cell phones automatically update, right? Does everybody use a cell phone for an alarm clock now? No? All right. Well, thanks, Ross. All right, everyone. Have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.